Patient's name is Dan Broussard, first name D-A-N, last name B-R-O-U-S-S-A-R-D. Date of birth is 2-9-1970. Date of service is 5-5-2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 52-year-old male presents to the clinic stating that he does need an STD check. Patient states that he was with the same woman married for 21 years. That woman was diagnosed with HSV2. So he did have exposure. However, he never had any symptoms and was never checked for HSV2. They did unfortunately get divorced after she did have an affair on him. He's now been with a different woman for 2 years. And just 2 days ago, he and this other woman began to have multiple spots show up on their genitals. This woman has accused him of giving her herpes. She is actually at another physician's office being tested, and he is quite anxious because he is afraid that he, one, has an STD, or two, has had HSV2 this entire time, and it has not been detected. Patient also complains of fatigue. He states that he has been under quite a bit of stress under the last few months and that he has lost 15 pounds. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, denies, medical history, denies, surgical history, appendectomy and eye surgery, social history. He does admit to smoking and ETOH socially, but he does deny drugs, ROSCHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 150 over 104, heart rate 112, respiratory 18, temp 98.7, O2 98, and he weighs 224 pounds. Physical exam general. He is alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed. He does appear very anxious, H-E-E-N-T. His mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl. He has no sores, ulcers in his oral mucosa, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations, even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen, soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, GU. He does have no redness or rash, herpetic sores on his genitalia at this time. As he states, they've subsided. Extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, his skin's warm, dry, no rash, and again, no lesions, as he states that all of them have subsided. He did state he only had 2 lesions on the head of his penis that were very small, non-painful, non-itching, and they were there for approximately 2 days and then disappeared. Assessment and plan, number 1, STD exposure, number 2, HSV2 exposure, number 3, fatigue, number 4, weight loss, number 5, anxiety. Patient will have labs done in the office today, which will include an STD panel, which will involve HIV, RPR, chlamydia, gonorrhea, HSV1, HSV2. I will draw basic labs, which will include CBC, CMP, a lipid panel, a TSH, and a testosterone. And we will call the patient back once we do receive those results to discuss the findings. I did discuss with patient whether or not he wants me to give him a prescription for acyclovir. However, he states that he does not have the rash or any herpetic lesions, and so he does not wish to get the prescription at this time. He also states that his girlfriend hasn't gotten any of her results, so he just wants to wait. If he has any worsening of condition, he does agree to come back to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. The patient does agree with this plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.